Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima and Ninanem Hangsing with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. Chief Minister Nipi Rio reaffirms Nagaland's growing cultural influence on global stage. Election for post of Vice President to be held on 9th of September. Ao Naga community celebrate pre-harvest festival Sungrumong. And 24th Dr. T. Ao Trophy Inter-District Football Championship kicks off. Now the news in detail. Chief Minister Nipi Rio reaffirmed Nagaland's growing cultural influence on the global stage, crediting its expanding international footprint to the rich heritage and unique identity of the Naga people. Speaking at a special program titled Nagaland's Global Footprints, Cultural Diplomacy and International Engagements held at the State Banquet Hall in Kohima today, he emphasized the importance of global recognition for the Naga community.
People have gone all over the world. They have seen everything, but we are yet to be seen by many. Our identity, our culture, our tradition.
Commenting the new generation, Mr. Rio noted that Naga youth are not only educated, but also deeply connected to their cultural roots.
These singers, performers who come here, they come as if it's just doing things naturally. This should continue, and we should grow bigger and bigger and internationalize our strength. And I hope Naga unites and protect our rich culture and tradition, our handloom handicrafts.
Reflecting on his recent visits to Japan and Russia, the Chief Minister highlighted that Nagaland was the only northeastern state among six Indian states invited. From signing memorandums of understanding to participating at the World Expo Osaka and Bharat Utsav 2025 in Moscow, he highlighted this international outreach as evidence of the state's cultural power, talent and potential. He also spoke about Hornbill Festival's uniqueness and how it has inspired similar cultural events across the northeast, expressing gratitude to all who made these achievements possible, especially the government of India. Mr. Rio called for unity among citizens.
We all should work towards promotion, development of Nagaland state, which also is developing India. From here, we should grow bigger and more visible.
On the occasion, Chief Minister Rio presented citations to artists in recognition of their contributions in showcasing Nagaland on the global stage. He also launched Trikam, an international music collaboration album cover produced by Arpito Gopi. The Election Commission of India today announced the schedule for the election to the office of the Vice President of India. According to the ECI, the election will be held on September 9. The notification for the election will be issued on the 7th of this month, and the last date for filing nominations will be August 21. This will be the 17th Vice Presidential election. Polling, if required, will take place in the Parliament building on September 9, and results will be announced the same day. The Ao Naga community celebrated Sungrumong, its pre-harvest festival, today at Kisama Heritage Village. The event, organized by the Kohima Ao Union, marks the completion of the sowing season with Thanksgiving, feasting and community bonding, showcasing Ao cultural identity through folk music, dances, games and reconciliation rituals. The celebrations today featured vibrant traditional performances, indigenous games and other cultural showcases. Gracing the occasion as special guest, former Chief Minister and Padma Bhushan, Dr. S. C. Jamir, emphasized the festival's spiritual and cultural importance and called on the younger generation to remain thankful to God. Expressing concern over Nagaland's ongoing challenges, he said the unresolved Naga political issue hinders progress and sovereignty. He urged the public to choose honest and capable leaders for the betterment of the society. Minister Metsubo Jamir also extended greetings. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. A mid-career training for 20 Nagaland civil service officers is underway at the Administrative Training Institute, Kohima. The program, culminating tomorrow, focuses on enhancing governance and public service delivery. In interactive sessions with ATI Director General V. Shashank Shekhar, officers shared ideas to improve citizens' lives. Key suggestions included better road connectivity, timely access to government schemes, improving agriculture, skill development and strengthening health infrastructure. Focus on rural areas and protecting the youth from substance abuse were also discussed. The Employees State Insurance Corporation has approved SPREE 2025 Scheme for Promotion of Registration of Employers and Employees last month. The scheme is active till December 31, offering a one-time registration window for unregistered employers and workers, including contractual and temporary staff, without inspections or demands for past dues. Registrations can be done digitally through the ESIC portal, Shram Suvidha, or the MCA portal. SPREE 2025 encourages voluntary enrollment, simplifies procedures, and removes penalties to ensure that workers gain essential health and welfare coverage. The 24th Dr. T. Au Trophy Inter-District Football Championship 2025 kicked off with fanfare at IG Stadium, Kohima this evening. Chief Minister Nephew Rio hoisted the flag at the glittering opening ceremony. Addressing the event, Mr. Rio emphasized the importance of the tournament in bringing players from all the districts over the years. He affirmed the government's commitment to the development of sports.
This inter-district tournament has brought together our players from all the districts and all the tribes is to bring unity among us, oneness, and to go together. Government is committed to the development of football game and other sports disciplines, and therefore we continue to coach the players and also the officials.
Mr. Rio highlighted the state government's efforts to develop sports infrastructure across the districts. He also noted that Nagaland will host the first edition of the Dr. T. Au Junior Girls National Football Championship later this year. Meanwhile, convener of the organizing committee, MLA Kevipodi Sophe, highlighted the event as a tribute to the enduring legacy of Dr. T. Au and a celebration of football's unifying spirit. Urging players to compete with fairness, he emphasized the championship as a symbol of Naga unity.
Football is more than just a game. It is a bridge that connects districts and tribes, uniting us in ways that transcend language and borders. It fosters healthy competition, mutual respect and unity, qualities that lie at the very heart of true sportsmanship.
All 17 districts are participating in the tournament, which will culminate on 15th of August. In the opening match, host Kohima District is leading 1-0 against Seminyu. And the 35th Nagaland Taekwondo Championships concluded yesterday at Longleng. Team DYRS Kohima emerged champions with 17 gold, 2 silver and 2 bronze, followed by Dimapur and Wokha District. In the individual awards, Anirudra Pandey was named the best referee, while Wisazuno Satsa won best female fighter and Vilabizo Nagi won best male fighter. Longleng District was awarded the best disciplined team. Addressing the valedictory program, Director of Youth Resources and Sports, Kethositio Sekose, highlighted ongoing sports infrastructure projects in the state, including 31 indoor stadiums, 20 futsal ground and 6 football turfs. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Chief Minister Nephew Rio reaffirms Nagaland's growing cultural influence on the global stage. Election for post of Vice President to be held on 9th of September. Our Naga community celebrate pre-harvest festival Sumrimong. And 24th Dr. T. Au Trophy Inter-District Football Championship kicks off. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.